Hey, I'm Reggie Ponder, the Real Critic, and this week's movie is Spike Lee's joint Highest to Lowest. What's it about? Denzel Washington is a music mogul who is trying to stay on top of the industry and reclaim his love for the craft. He receives news that his son has been kidnapped, only to find out that the person was actually his son's best friend. Where he was going to pay the ransom to save his son, he is torn as to whether he should save someone else's son or use the money to reclaim his career and the rights to his business. Who's in it? Denzel Washington, Jeffrey Wright, Ilfanessa Dara, and ASAP Rocky. What's to like? Well, the conditions of this film had me landing on 8 C's that make this one to like. Crime, conflict, culture, comedy, cameos, concert, characters, and contract. Don't worry, I'll take you through each one of them. There's the crime. You're left wondering who the kidnapper is and whether anyone in Denzel's circle is complicit. There's the conflict, where they were willing to pay a ransom for their son. The question becomes, should they pay it for his son's friend? Denzel and his wife are leaning toward not paying. Their son and Jeffrey Wright, the father of the kidnapped victim, believe 100% that Denzel should pay. This debate forces the audience to ask, what would you do? Another part of the conflict is how authorities treat Denzel and his family versus Wright and his son, one with power and money and the other without. There's the culture, and you know Spike Lee lives in the culture and pays respect to those in it. From a black perspective with art, music, and discussions about black life, to showcasing Puerto Rican heritage via music, dance, and Puerto Rican pride. There's the comedy, moments that might not appear funny at first still provide laughs. An example is Denzel's encounter with ASAP Rocky exchanging lyrical jabs instead of literal blows. And the intentional references to State Farm and Mayhem are also pretty funny. There's the cameo. Spike Lee sneaks in Rosie Perez, Anthony Ramos, Nicholas Turturro, and Don Lemon, among others, all adding great context to the narrative. There's the concert. From Eddie Palmieri, James Brown, ASAP Rocky, to Ayanna Lee, the musical landscape is diverse with jazz, hip-hop, and Latin music. It's a masterclass in using musical styles and genres to elevate the story. There's the characters. While Denzel leads, other characters make this story compelling. ASAP is a strong debate partner. He does a great job. Michael Potts is a friend, but pragmatic business partner. And Jeffrey Wright is a supporter turned challenger, and you know he brings it. They push each other and drive discussions about culture, morality, money, and family. And ultimately, there's the contract. Signing artists, promoting music, and curating culture. But has the contract made the music business more about money than about music? And remember, all money is not good money. So what's not to like? The women characters weren't given enough agency. Hedera, Denzel's wife, was even keeled and one-dimensional, in my opinion. Ice Spice had only one scene, and her delivery felt safe. Now, it could be that the cameo of Rosie Perez got me to thinking how she might have added a bit more hot spice than ice. Granted, the film is clearly about the men, but the women could have been used to make it more dynamic, even in the face of being ancillary characters. My rating, Highest to Lowest, is a fascinating discussion about values and worth, a provocative look at culture and legacy. The ending may leave you asking for more or amazed at how music can corrupt and heal at the same time. This is one to watch. I'm giving it 3.5 reels out of 4. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Blue Sky, and YouTube at The Real Critic, and I'll see you next time.